can you just describe what you're planning here?
Well, it's kind of a challenging thing to do. It'll be a 400-mile walk following roughly the length of the proposed Bakken oil pipeline. I guess I'm going to be starting on a day when it's projected to be pretty cold and snowy. But that's okay. I'll have good equipment and have a lot of people along the way who are supportive of what I'm doing. I think a lot of landowners many are aware of all the problems associated with having a pipeline come through your property, but I want people to know just what they're getting into and why they might want to say no to the Texas company that wants to build that thing.
Some would say, well, you could write letters, you could do this. What prompted you to take this step?
Well, I really believe strongly that you got to connect with people where they're at. And, you know, an advertisement on TV or a phone call, that's all good. But if you can get out and actually meet people in their communities, have a chance to talk face-to-face. You know, Senator Grassley makes it to every Iowa county every year. There's a reason for that. He knows that it's important to connect with people one-on-one, and that's what I want to do here, is connect with people one-on-one, talk about my concerns about eminent domain, and that's something I worked a lot on as a state lawmaker. I floor managed the 2000 bill on eminent domain and was very involved in the bills in 1999 and in 2006, and the goal was always to give property owners more protection. And the protection I think the legislature is hoping to address this year is the question of what is the public use? You know, a road or a water line or a sewer line, you know, those all benefit people living along, you know, that infrastructure. But a pipeline, you know, producing oil in North Dakota, refining it in Illinois, and then shipping it to China does nothing for people who live along the pipeline here in Iowa who are in danger of having their land taken. And again, they take that easement, that's permanent. You know, you lose control of that land to some extent permanently.
Is it kind of looking for yourself and looking at your own view on this? Is it just the eminent domain, or are there other issues with this that have really gotten you to this point?
Oh, yeah, and I've always been concerned about eminent domain. Again, I worked on that for about 8 years, but I'm very concerned about the climate issue as well. You know, we've got to start shifting to domestic production that involves wind and solar. And we're doing a great job of that in Iowa, especially with wind. We've got 7,000-plus jobs in Iowa with wind, and about 30% of our electricity now coming from wind. You know, we could be doing a lot more with that. The bottom line is there are a lot of jobs to be had in wind, in solar, in biodiesel, in geothermal, and there's not a lot of jobs happening when it comes to oil. You know, there'll be some involved with building a pipeline. After that, very, very few. And, you know, I'm all for creating jobs, but you have to ask the question, is it fair to create a job for somebody at the expense of somebody else's land? And that, to me, you know, that's a no-starter. And, you know, I really hope that the legislature will work hard to tighten the eminent domain law so that people have that protection.
Kind of what is the timeline here? How long do you think it'll take you to make it across the state?
Well, it's about, by the time I get done weaving and winding my way, it's going to be about 400 miles, maybe a little more. And I hope to be done, my goal is to be done on April 2nd, exactly a month, and at the start of the Easter holiday. I want to get done in time for Easter.
Day one, can you walk through where you're going to start if people want to get out there and join you from the start? Can you walk me through day one?
About 9:30 in the morning, we'll meet down at the Sandusky Cemetery, between Keokuk and Montrose. That's roughly where the pipeline is supposed to come through. And we'll walk up to Montrose at the Kinnick on the River. I'm planning to have lunch there at noon. Anybody who'd like to join me for lunch, welcome to do so. And then from there, I'll be heading west and north toward Donaldson.
And I was going to say, I'd assume along the path you're welcoming anybody to join along?
Absolutely. And that night in Donaldson, well, actually on a farm just outside of Donaldson, Matt Crow and Brenda Knox have kindly opened up their home at 2603 Highway 218, and we'll be having a public meeting. People are welcome to come and join us as we talk about the pipeline and eminent domain and related issues.